From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama has reluctantly signed onto a two-year extension of tax cuts for America's wealthy in order to preserve tax breaks for everyone else. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president has worked out the framework of a deal with congressional Republicans.
The White House says it had little choice but to compromise after Senate Republicans blocked a plan to extend tax cuts only for those making less than $250,000 a year. The deal worked out by President Obama would extend all the Bush-era cuts for 2 years. It also includes more unemployment benefits and additional tax breaks for working families.
I have no doubt that everyone will find something in this compromise that they don't like. In fact, there are things in here that I don't like.
Mr. Obama said the alternative, allowing tax cuts to expire next year, would hurt working families and the economy. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The man angering U.S. officials by posting classified documents on the Internet is making plans to meet with British authorities. Julian Assange is to meet with authorities in London about an arrest warrant from Sweden. He's wanted in Sweden on sex abuse charges. Assange denies any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, Swiss officials have shut down a bank account that Assange set up for collecting donations, saying that he used a false address. The latest installment of State Department cables released by WikiLeaks includes a list of international sites the U.S. considers vital to national security. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, officials worry the details will provide a target list for terrorists.
The secret memo released by WikiLeaks was written in February 2009. It listed more than 100 facilities worldwide that the U.S. considers critical to national security. The list includes an Israeli weapons factory in Haifa, underwater communications lines near China, pharmaceutical manufacturers in France, and a choke point near the Straits of Hormuz through which oil tankers pass. The presence of the various facilities or locations isn't secret, but the fact that the U.S. sees them as important is new. Intelligence officials worry the cable provides al-Qaeda with a short list of potential targets. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A Navy sailor is accused of selling government secrets to someone he thought was a foreign agent. An FBI warrant accuses 22-year-old Navy Reserve Specialist Brian Martin of accepting payment of $3,500 for the information. Martin is being held in Norfolk, Virginia, but he has not been formally charged. Officials in Dublin are expected to disclose their plan for cutting spending Tuesday as the country grapples with its debt crisis. Ireland is required to take the step to qualify for emergency funding from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. U.S. stocks closed mixed on Wall Street as investors awaited word of a compromise on tax cuts and extending unemployment benefits. The Dow lost 19 points. The Nasdaq gained 3. This is NPR News. Elizabeth Edwards may be losing her battle with cancer. A family statement says doctors have told Edwards that the disease has spread to her liver and that further treatment is not an option. 61-year-old Edwards is the wife of former vice presidential candidate John Edwards. She separated from her husband after he admitted having an extramarital affair while she was battling breast cancer. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and Don Meredith has died. NPR's Mike Pesca reports that Meredith's post playing career as a broadcaster won him the most exposure.
Don Meredith was born and played his high school ball in Mount Vernon, Texas. It was just over 100 miles down the road to Southern Methodist University, where he was an All-American quarterback in 1958 and 59. He then took the 20-minute trip to become a member of the Dallas Cowboys. The original member, in fact. He signed a contract a couple of months before the franchise was officially established. As a player, Meredith was good enough to be named League Player of the Year once and helped take the team from winless in its first season to near greatness by the time he retired in 1969. It was his broadcasting career that earned Meredith the most acclaim, as Dandy Don played countrified foil to Howard Cosell's sharp-edged urbanity in the Monday Night Football booth. Meredith died Sunday evening. He was 72 years old. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Time is up for actor Wesley Snipes, who's under a judge's order to report to prison to begin serving a 3-year sentence for failing to pay taxes. A Florida judge denied his request to wait until January so that he could spend the Christmas holiday with his children. The 48-year-old star of the film trilogy Blade has until Thursday to surrender. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.